Joining us in the studio, Jess Klein and Mike June. They are on the road, touring in support of Jess's record Learning Faith, but they are bypassing Milwaukee this time around. But we kind of reached out and basically said, hey, you got to drive through Milwaukee anyway to get to Chicago. Why not have a little pit stop here with us? And here we all are. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
I want to talk about Jess's album, Learning Faith, because it's been out there for a while. And as you say, Jess, it's really kind of emotionally brutal at times to listen to. And I'm sure you surprised some folks by that. But where did the genesis come for this idea of learning faith in many areas of our lives? Where did that begin for you?
Well, I guess I've always had an interest in spirituality. I've never had a religion. I wasn't raised really with any religion, but I've always felt like a longing to connect to something bigger, I guess you could say. And I've also always, because I've always been an artist, I've always been sort of taking leaps of faith. You know, you just put yourself out there, and whether it's showing up to the gig and hoping people come, or putting out an album and hoping you raise enough money to make it, or writing a new song and hoping people connect with it, those are kind of all leaps of faith. You know, there's no guarantee when this is your life, you know? So even though that's always worked out for me, I still struggle a lot with just having faith and being relaxed and in the moment and that kind of thing. And so part of the inspiration for me was just to try and go head on into that question of, you know, how do I find that kind of reassurance that things are going to be okay? Or like, why is this such a struggle? And what is faith to me, you know? Because it doesn't sort of group mentalities make me a little uncomfortable. So, and it feels like a very personal thing to try and figure out. So all those things sort of led me to write a concept album. And then in terms of some of the, I don't know, brutality or just edginess of it, you know, Mike and I have lived together, I guess, for a couple years now. We've been dating for 3 years, and he's very outspoken and, you know, quote unquote political in his music. And that's really been an inspiration to me. And I thought, you know, when you live with another songwriter, it's like you can't just phone it in, you know? So it's kind of pushed me to speak up about things that matter to me too.
That raises a question, Mike. Do you guys grade each other?
No. I mean, I don't think if we're stuck or we need some feedback, you know, it's good to have somebody. But I think for me, like she was saying, like, I guess my personality gave her like the courage to maybe write things she wouldn't write in the past. But at the same time, like, Jess is like one of the hardest workers I've ever been around. So for me, just watching her get up every day and work on a song or practice the guitar or practice her singing, and like, you know, she's the last person who needs to practice singing. But it just inspires me, or it makes me feel terrible. I'm just sitting on the couch watching it happen. But she's definitely taught me more by example than us like sitting around comparing notes.
Likewise, mm-hmm. I'd say.
What I found interesting, Jess, with these songs is that you raise a lot of questions, and that's probably, you know, the job of an artist and a songwriter, to raise a lot of questions. But you don't offer the answers, which I think is something that should be left to those to interpret the music.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable trying to tell someone else what the answer should be for them, especially, like, I mean, we were saying faith is such a personal thing. You know, when I was younger, I would try and take on, you know, political issues, but it would come out just sounding kind of didactic or something. And I just think the best writing is, and the best art is just something that gives you a glimpse of something that's happening in real life. Like those songs that I wrote inspired by the protest in Austin and Senator Davis's filibuster. This was, I guess, 2 summers ago now, when Rick Perry was trying to shut down all the women's clinics in Texas. It wasn't like I went there like, oh, this is going to be a, you know, I'm going to go there and find something to write about. But just being a human being surrounded by all these other people that showed up to speak up for themselves, and listening to the stories that Wendy Davis was reading from all these people across Texas. I mean, that's people's lives, you know, and that's I think that's what makes for the best art, is to just, you know, what do you feel when you're seeing that and observing it and hearing it? What does it make you want to say, you know?
Well, we've been talking a lot here about these songs and the process that went into them. Let's listen to one. Why don't you pick one?
Sure. How about Dear God?
Okay. This is Dear God from the album Learning Faith. Our guests, Jess Klein and Mike June, in the studio tonight.